is a summary of, this is the worksheet of chapter one of Modern Harmony Simplified. And all harmony is going to start with a major scale. And they're asking you to do the notes in the key of C for that first example in a different order, just from like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. First, you have to know that the 9, 11, and 13 is the same as 2, 4, and 6. Why do you think that is? Different octave, correct. Perfect answer. So why is it a factor of like 7 in between? It's kind of weird. Like the 1 and the 8 are the same. Like the word octave means 8. So like 8 minus 1 equals 7. So there's like a factor of 7. Like, so if you're wondering how to figure it out, if you can't figure it out, then 2, you know, what is the 2 the same as? You know, 2 plus 7 equals 9. Or you could do it in reverse. What is the 9 the same as? 9 minus 7 equals 2. So 2, 4, and 6 are 9, 11, and 13. So this is asking you to recite the 3, 5, 7, 2, 4, 6, and then 9, 11, 13, which is going to be the same notes again in the key of C. Can you do it? So I'm asking you to actually tell me, like, they give you staff here, but I don't expect you to write the notes in the staff. You can just tell me, like, we know that the 1, why do they skip the 1? Because we know the 1 is C. So that's like a no-brainer. In the key of C, the first note is C.
Okay.
And then, so what is the 3?
E.
What is it?
E.
Correct.
E, G.
G is correct. That's the 5th, yeah.
D.
D is not correct.
Oh, no, sorry. I'm on the 7th, aren't I?
7th is what we're after.
7th is B.
B, correct. So we got so far E, G, and B.
The second is D.
So let me just interrupt now. This is a bit tough, right? Like it's hard. Right? It's like,
yeah.
It's not. And so this is what I was expecting. And this I didn't want to just torture you. I wanted to give you a preamble on the golden goose that's gonna help solve all this, like. Doing it, slogging it the hard way. This is definitely the hard way, the way you're doing it.
Okay.
And you could get the right answer. You were getting the right answers, and you could figure it out.
Well, it just all goes in alphabetical order, but I'm just like, okay, so then what's the, what's C, because there's no sharps or flats, so it's like.
Yeah, correct.
Yeah, so.
And that leads to the circle of fifths. So the circle of fifths is the tool by which you can spell any key. And we're going to go over it. I'm not going to record it in this presentation, because I have already 3 other recordings I'm going to put on your student page. After we're done with the circle of fifths, I'm going to resume this recording. So for you listening, go listen to the circle of fifths thing, the audio for that right now.